Welcome to the May 2016 edition of Judd's New England Journal, the rather curious monthly musings of Judson Hale, the editor-in-chief of Yankee Magazine, published since 1935 in Dublin, New Hampshire. About peepers and peas. We discussed peepers and peas several years ago, but people keep asking us to do it again. Okay. For me, the most wonderful sign of spring is the sound of peepers, little frogs, as you know. Pronounced peepers, P-E-P-E-H-S, here in New England, even by those who ordinarily pronounce their R's. Peepers. It goes without saying that to be the first one in your neighborhood to hear the first of the season peeps on a spring evening is an honor. The only trouble is that no one is apt to acknowledge anyone else as being the first. "Heard a few peepers this evening in the swamp back of my house here in Spofford," a voice called into WKNE Radio in Keene, New Hampshire, one April evening as I was returning home from Vermont, listening to my car radio. "We have peepers here in Westmoreland this evening, too," another man telephoned several minutes later. "Out here in Acworth," a woman's voice came on the air, "we heard peepers last Sunday." The announcer then invited anyone who'd heard peepers earlier than that to give a call, and some half-dozen listeners did. Quite an argument ensued when someone said that the peepers in his town had been in full swing for over a week. Finally, the original caller from Spofford telephoned back to say that the peepers he was hearing there that evening were the first group of peepers he'd heard that season, and that he thought he'd heard a single peeper one evening almost 2 weeks before. At that point, the announcer began to play some music. During this same time of the year, there's a great deal of private, anguished deliberation of whether or whether not to plant the peas. "In by Patriots' Day, out by 4th of July," is the saying. Actually, it doesn't matter when they are planted, just as long as they're ready to pick by the 4th of July dinner. Now, that is important. So the decision isn't taken lightly, and it's delicate. Plant them too early, and the seeds will just rot in the too cold ground. A late snowstorm, poor man's fertilizer, will not necessarily hurt them, but a lengthy cold rainy spell will. On the other hand, if one becomes overly cautious and waits too long, there'll be canned or frozen peas with the salmon that 4th of July, and those cannot ever be passed off as fresh. So, what can we look forward to after the peepers and fresh garden peas? Well, warm weather, lilacs, lots of nice things. Sure, bugs too. After all, nothing's perfect.